Cha-ha! This do ya good. Keep tight hold.
For what seemed like an eternity, she continued the swinging motion, back and forth, forward and back. Lana's own body weight, with the added burden of the squiddle, began to tell after a while. She stared up at his clenched jaws.
You wanna let go now? That was a good ride.
Lana gasped.
I best come down before I drop.
Figgerlock leapt to the ground, skipping to one side.
Righty, you can let go, Lana.
He dropped gingerly, expecting the fall to jolt his back. Surprisingly, it did not. The squiddle gave his back a thump.
What's the matter with you? Walk round, jump about. Jaha, your back be good as new now. Me fixed lots of backs.
Lana's back felt easy and relaxed. He was not getting a single twinge from the footpaw, which had been bothering him. He walked, then trotted, jumping up and down forcefully, putting all his weight on back and footpaw. Revelling in the newfound freedom of movement, Lana dashed at Figgerlock, meaning to embrace her.
I'm better. There's no more pain. Figgerlock, you marvellous creature, how can I thank you?
She shot up the trunk of the hornbeam, protesting.
Keep your big paws off of me, or I'll be crushed flat. Bet you're hungry, eh? Big beasts must get plenty hungry. Follow me.
Figgerlock scuttled through the woodlands with Lana hard on her tail. She halted at the base of a three-topped oak, which grew in close proximity to a beech, an elm and a sycamore. The upper limbs of all three trees intertwined with the oak, forming a wide platform. The squiddle twitched her tail at Lana.
You're right there. Me send your rope down.
She shot lightly up the oak trunk, vanishing into the foliage. A moment later, Figgerlock reappeared, surrounded by a crowd of tiny squiddle babes. They squeaked and squealed at the size of Lana, pointing and giggling.
Hee-haw, Nanny, where'd you find that one? Well, you must be the biggest beast in all the land, shall we? Never saw nothing like him in my life.
Shoving them out of her way, Figgerlock pushed a thick rope down. It was knotted at close intervals to make climbing easy. Shouldering his bow and quiver, Lana began scaling the rope. Figgerlock was hard put to keep back the press of little squiddles.
Cha-ha! Gary, you back and make way for my friend. Take no notice of these little pesters, Lana. Up you come.
Lana found the climb quite easy. The squiddle babe shrieked and scurried off as he joined Figgerlock on the bough. She nodded approvingly.
Nothing wrong with a dad back now. Me make a squirrel out of ya, big beast. Better get fickles quick afore I all are gone.
The squiddle's dray was an amazing sight. Branches were cunningly woven twixt the network of boughs and limbs between the four trees. Lana found it safe to walk upon, though he trod carefully. At the oak's centre was a wide platform, with a charcoal oven set on slabs of slate. Upward of a dozen older squiddles were preparing a meal there. Literally scores of babes and young ones festooned the place, hanging by their tails or balancing nimbly on the slenderest of twigs. Figgerlock proudly introduced her newfound friend to the assemblage.
You see, listen, he be Lorna big beast. Figgerlock finded him. Lorna be hungry, better give him lots of vickles.
Four older squiddles hurried to serve the big badger, plying him with huge portions of a thick sweet porridge. It was a mixture of wild oats, fruits and nuts, boiled in honey and rhubarb juice. Lorna was given a full flagon of elderflower and pennycress cordial. Both the food and drink tasted delicious. Figgerlock sat beside him, watching in awe as he satisfied his considerable appetite.
Chee-hoo! Bet your mama was glad when you left home.
Lana chuckled.
Who knows? Maybe she might have been, but I don't ever remember having a mother.
Gradually, the squiddle babes had been inching closer to the big badger. When he mentioned that he had never known a mother, their sympathy was instantly aroused. They surrounded Lana, sitting on his lap and shoulders, climbing on his back and paws. He was totally engulfed by the babes. One of them even perched upon his head. Their tiny paws patted him as they squeaked sorrowfully.
Ah, never have no mama paw, big beast.
Must be terrible, not having no mama. Did you cry down me all the time for your mama?
Figgerlock waved her paws at them.
Cha-chuff, shoo-shoof, get her off of him. Leave Lorna alone.
But the badger defended them.
Let them be, ma'am. I like the little ones. They're so small and friendly. Besides, they're not at all afraid of my face, the scars and stitching.
Figgerlock shrugged.
Sure, why be they afraid? Little ones never seed a big beast afore. They know ya be a good beast. Me see dat too. No matter what you're looking like.
Before he could express his gratitude for the kind words, a tubby squirrel mother with a fine bush of tail took the empty bowl from Lana and called her little ones.
Hot shower, sing for a big beast, sing him twing twing.
The elders stood by, smiling fondly, as the squirrel babes sang their simple song for Lana. What they lacked in melody, they made up in raucous enthusiasm, some of them performing dancing leaps and hops in time to the tune.